Tiny Plastic Jesus is with Jake and Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is on the line.
I am, and I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my tiny plastic Jesuses.
Is the plural of Jesus Jesi?
I don't think so.
Because it should be.
Yes, it should. So, we had some trouble with the Radio Bugbear account, as a lot of you noticed. Got deleted from inactivity because I'm a jackass. But Hot Stuff picked it up, recreated it. The existing Radio Bugbear is ours, and so we can continue as normal. How's your week been, Mr. Skullhead?
And thanks to Hot Stuff, it is now wearing the Radio Bugbear gear, which many people asked us about. So that's good stuff. Week is good. School is over. And really, my duties right now are Kingdom of Loathing and occasionally driving Jess to class or work.
So, all right.
Very nice. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Not a lot happened. Got some work done. Got some. Got down to see my mother for Mother's Day. That was exciting as always. As I'm sure you can imagine, and we'll probably comment on right now.
Yeah, see, I was going to, but then I just thought that would be a little too predictable.
Yeah, well, okay. So we did get some questions. This is kind of funny because it actually indicates to me that something is wrong with my... Hey, why don't you make that stop happening?
Well, I had our 10 dozen minutes little banner thing, and it apparently moved or something because it's just skipping that. So I'm sure everybody knows that it's 10 dozen minutes of whatever with Chicken Skullhead, so I won't worry about it.
So what I was saying was there was something that makes me think that something is wrong because all of the private messages from the old Radio Bugbear account that I hadn't flushed out are still there, which means that there were a couple days worth, but there were quite a few questions in there that I wanted to answer. I think I'll just go through them in order. Slasher 33 says, "Hey, I was just wondering why I still have the strange leaflet in my inventory, even though it says in my accomplishments that I have found everything there is to find. That is because we reserve the right to add more content to the leaflet at some point in the future." And that's actually something I'm sort of looking forward to. One of these days when I'm in a slump, I'm going to be like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to add some stuff to the strange leaflet because I likes me some of the strange leaflet. So that's why you've still got that in there. Then Dr. Van Mojo asks, would it be possible to allow an exact match search in the mall? It's annoying to have to sift through hundreds of tiny plastic saber-tooth limes when one is looking for limes the fruit. Actually, that feature already exists, Mr. or Dr. Van Mojo, and it works exactly the way you've suggested. If you put double quotes around something, you can do an exact match search. Yes, time travel, indeed. Fusiliban is out... I picked him up at the airport today. He's in town for a while for us to work on the work on formalizing a policy for the Multizar to operate under and developing some tools for us to find you dirty, dirty abusers and track you down and punish you with the spanking. That's the part Mr. Skullhead really likes.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you turn into me for a second?
I was channeling you for a couple minutes. That was all. Let's see. Nathan186 says, in the clan message board, could you make it so the names of the posters are linked to their profile? Yes. I actually, when I saw this message earlier, I was like, yes, that's a good idea, and I did it. Should have been like that. Ponkos says, Jick, have you considered giving us a way to disable a Wang, like the way we can pull apart a 10-leaf clover? Fusiliban pointed out when I showed him this question, just go to the M-Tinker. But no, I don't want you to be able to easily get rid of it, because that would get rid of the... Get rid of the wonderful goodnessness that is the Wang.
Are we still kicking around the idea of having the Wang be like a Smile of Mr. A style buff that you can cast on people?
I think we might be. Yeah, I haven't entirely decided how I want to handle that yet.
A Wang.
Let's see. Oagio says, can my clan donate some rare items for radio shows to give away, or can I? Sure. You can either work it out with a specific DJ that you like, or you can get in touch with, you know, the Big Meat Show people. But yeah, you don't want to talk to me, because I don't ever do any giveaways. I don't know about Mr. Skullhead.
I do giveaways on my show, but I give away stuff that's in my inventory.
Ah, I see.
I don't take donations. Talk to Amplitude, actually. He's kind of a DJ coordinator and distributor of stuff.
Yeah, well, good deal. I should have thought of that. Let's see. Yogmate asked a few days ago, I just found out that the allow promotion checkbox in the edit clan rank section allows that rank to promote itself to higher ranks. I really doubt this is the way you intended. Yeah, that's true. The only problem is I would make it so you can only promote people who are lower than you, but really, there's nothing that says you have to make the ranks in order. So it's sort of hard to tell. I mean, if one person has one permission set and that's all, or one ranking, and then another ranking has one permission set and that's all, I really don't know how I would go about deciding which ranks were better than which other ranks. So, I mean, the thing is, don't give that permission to people if you don't totally trust them. Because, yeah, I just, it kind of is the way that I intended to do it, realizing that that's not optimum. I suppose I could just prevent you from changing your own rank, but then you could just use it to change the rank of a multi who you then logged on as and change your own rank. So, you know, I don't know. Rat of Holbor says, one thinks there ought to be a Yeti protest sign for folks who won't stop complaining about the Yeti protest sign. One is a little confused in the head, see. All right. Bill Brasky, and another example of asking for a feature that already exists, would it be possible to make it so you could check who was in a room you were listening to? For example, if you were in radio, you could type /clan/who or whatever to check that room. Actually, all you have to do is type /who/clan, and the who function already does that. The Muffin King says, you know, it's really stupid that only karma-exempt clannies can take out pretty flowers. Well, okay. I'm welcome to suggestions on which things should and should not be zero value. Because, you know, right now, that whole exemption thing, I think people are only really pissed about, like, the clovers and some of the other things that are zero auto-sell for just some random reason. But mostly what it's for is the rares. So, you know, if somebody wanted to point out all the stuff that doesn't make any sense to not allow people to pull out, I'd gladly look at what they had to say. The Muffin King also asks, how come you can't relax in your beanbag chair when your hit points are full but your MP isn't? The reason for that is very simple, and it is that the resting and relaxing code is a janky-ass jumble of spaghetti nonsense that really needs to be just torn to the ground and rebuilt on a foundation made out of tiny stones and the ashes of the former code. Because, yeah, that's messed up. Dr. Van Mojo asked later, 3 days later, in fact, hey, Jake, 2 weeks ago you said there's no spooky chainsaw because that would be an anachronism. Why, then, do mariachis attack me with flamethrowers? Isn't anachronism as parody okay? Yeah, then the explanation for that is that I was kidding. That's not really the reason I don't put a spooky chainsaw in. Yeah. MaxGuy56 says, will we ever see a trophy for X number of Cake Shape Arena victories? Yeah, maybe. Opera Ghost says,
what? Let me jump in here real quick. JLE suggests that you institute an order of ranks and allow the clan leader to change that order. So the clan leader would tell the ranking system what ranks are higher than other ranks. But that was a suggestion. Also, a message from Haplo3K to Fusiliban. She requests that he get his hind end on AIM so that she can talk to him.
Okay, I will pass that on. You want to take a question while I turn my mic off and let him know that?
Surely. Nathan186, in the Hovering Sombreros haiku description, the word C without an accent means if, C with an accent means yes. But in Nathan186's question, instead of C with an accent, he wrote S question mark, which is exactly why the haiku description doesn't have an accent on it.
I can fix that, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, remind me to fix that.
We do need to go through the south of the border zone, Jake and I together, and add in the tildes and the accents where they ought to be.
Yeah. I've added a couple. We've gotten a surprising number of bug reports about those, and so I've fixed them where they were individually pointed out to me, but I haven't actually gone through and looked to see which things were messed up. Because a lot of them showed up just fine for me, but I think that has to do with, like, browser character sets and some things that I can't necessarily consider myself representative for. Let's see. I've got a couple more, three more questions from before, and then we're both going to be on the same page here. So Opera Ghost says, can you make piles of candy and to use multiple? Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it. I intended to do that before I rolled it out, but I just forgot. SpoonyBard121 says, could there be an option for mass buffs / stat purchases for clan purchase items? What I'm going to do first is explain to you why it doesn't work like that. When we decided to limit per day the number of those things that you could get, it was pointed out that there was a big opportunity for multi-abuse there, where you'd go into a clan, do your day's worth, go into another clan, do your day's worth, go into another clan, do your day's worth, and so on. So we made it so the 15-a-day limit, which I think it's 15 a day, just because I decided a long time ago that everything was going to be 15 a day. I made it so whenever you buy a buff for your clan, it only gives it to the individual people who've not had 15, like that's stored in the player table rather than the clan table. And so doing multiple ones, the problem is if you do 10 in a row, depending on people having joined your clan, having been in other clans that either have or have not bought stuff, the total cost is going to change and the overall impact is going to change throughout the course of executing those 10 purchases. And I just didn't, I mean, it would be possible to code for that, but I just didn't want to. One thing that I've been considering doing, because I think this would make most people happy, is increasing the duration and the cost of, or rather, duration slash effect and the cost of the clan purchases by a certain amount, and reducing the number that you can do per day to where it would equal out to the same thing. You would just have fewer steps towards doing it. I think that might kind of screw clans that got, you know, just a few cheap increases that they could afford, but I don't think that happens a lot. I think for the most part, you know, every clan is coming up with the money to give 15 boosts a day. And so, you know, making it so you can do 5 and they're 3 times as powerful, making it so you can do 3 and they're 5 times as powerful. Let me put that out there, see what everybody feels like. You know, I may post something in the forums. Because that's the kind of thing that, like, I honestly don't, you know, I don't care. Like, if that's something that would help people, then I will do it. So that I'm willing to let everybody else decide how that's going to work. And Tree Trunker asked in a private message to me earlier, actually suggested you should be able to meet paste a Mr. A in a mohawk wig to make a Mr. T, which was pretty clever.
Yeah.
But I pity the fool who actually tries to do that. And that is all. So now we are on the regular radio bugbear messages. You got anything you want to... Got anything you want to talk about there?
Someone warning you on the 8th, apparently not an avid listener of the show, not to go see Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it, but I will see it in the theater.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. No, you should, just so you can see.
At the very least, there will be cool trailers in front of it.
And, you know, I'm gaining more ammo against those people who say, look, you jackass, they totally changed it from the radio play to the book, and you should respect their ability to rape it later because of that. And no, I shouldn't. I've listened to, at this point, I've listened to about the first six hours, or the first six segments. I don't know that they're actually an hour long. They might only be a half hour long of the radio show. And yeah, they changed some things, but whatever, man. They were not that significant. Yeah. I'm glad something made me think about that again. And then Dr. Van Van Mojo asks kind of the same question again. Which has already been there. Yes, you can put quotes around things in mall searches, and it will give you only that. Let's see. Not the Avenger says, Jick, last week on the show, I told you about the Mr. Store Familiar plus leaderboard bug, but you never fixed it. Baby Yeti sad. I just looked at it, and, I mean, I did fix it, and it appears to be fixed. I had actually forgotten when I looked at the leaderboards. I'm like, well, shit, nobody on the leaderboard has a familiar that would have been in question. But yes, they did, because I forgot the Baby Yeti was a Mr. Store familiar. So that is fixed now. So don't be all saying it's not. Dugmonger says, just wondering if you were aware of the bug with the new Turtle Tamer ability. When Turtle Tamers view player profiles, the familiar shows up as 5 pounds heavier than it actually is. Can somebody verify this is still the case? Because I believe I fixed this after reading this message, but I'm not entirely sure. MaxGuy56 says, with the irate sombrero and mariachi pants, the kingdom is clamming for a mariachi outfit and tattoo, and then corrects it to clamoring, but it was funny to say clamming. Bashy would be proud. Mm-hmm. What would the other part of a mariachi outfit be, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, we can't have multiple items be part of an outfit, can we? Like a guitar or an accordion or a tambourine.
I mean, I could probably fake it by... having 3 different versions of the outfit.
Hmm. What would it do? What?
I don't know. It would, I don't know, what would... It would replace every fourth or fifth thing you said in chat with an emote of you taking a nap.
Hmm.
Leaning against a cactus. Yeah, I don't know any, I don't know anything about mariachis.
Here at Asymmetric,
other than what I've seen inscribed in tiles in the garden.
Maybe it could just replace the, like, every fourth thing you say in chat with some of the lyrics from Dos Arbolitos.
Yeah. Is that a real song?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't think I've ever heard it. The only thing I've really ever heard mariachis do commonly was, like, Cuando Caliente El Sol.
And Can't I You Know Yours.
Ah. Okay.
Aye.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. So, hey, up for suggestions. So, Tiny Zoo says, Dear Jick, do you love it? Sincerely, Zoo. Tiny Zoo, I do love it. I got it at Ross.
Personally, I'm loving it. Because I ate at McDonald's this
You know what? I went to McDonald's today for the first time in... Actually, for the first time in only, like, maybe a month. Because I wanted that particular brand of nasty in my coffee when I woke up today. So I went and got some coffee from McDonald's. It barely tastes like coffee, but it's somehow good. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Both wins the award for the most irritating name I've encountered so far today. And says, Hola from Redneck Riavera. I think there needs to be a chat channel general because newbie is pretty much never, ever helping newbies, just randomness. Is that true? The time that I've slummed in newbie, it seemed like there were a lot of people in there that were being fairly, you know, helpful.
I think what the problem there is not that people aren't being helpful in newbie, but just that there are so many players and so few channels, which is something that we're working on.
Hold on 1 second. I'm having some problems here.
I'm holding on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zly got here and all the doors were locked. So, All right.
You should give her a key, too, so she can come steal your stuff.
I should.
It occurred to me this week, as I mailed out some things that I sold on eBay to Kingdom of Loathing players, that anyone who wants to stalk me just has to buy something from me on eBay.
You sold stuff to Kingdom of Loathing players on eBay?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you do, like, say in chat, hey, buy my crap?
No, I started a thread in general, which is now a buy my crap thread for everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What did you sell? You sold a Game Boy?
I sold the GBA, the GBASP, and also the John Lennon action figure that I've had for a while.
But you had a normal GBA?
No, the GBASP.
Oh, okay. So you were saying that was the GBA semicolon the GBASP.
Right.
Okay. I mean, not really. Let's see. Matrix Michael says, Matrix Michael Republican, Matrix Michael love fetus. Do Bashy hate Matrix Michael? I guess we'll just have to wait for Bashy to chime in on that. Let's see. Private Donut 21 says, is a private donut like one of those things you have to use when you have a hemorrhoid? Because that certainly wouldn't be something I'd want to show in public.
I think it's just somebody that just signed up for the donut army.
I see. I just wanted to say to you guys that the La Farmacia de Sueños adventure is hilarious. Credit to you, Mr. Skullhead.
Good.
Keep up the good work. Also credit to you, Mr. Skullhead. I only do the bad work, like nerfing meat drops.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to see more content like this after Ascension, and oh, you will. I feel like I missed something. Let's see. Would it be possible, asks Paranoid Android, to make an announcement come up when someone applies to your clan if you're a leader slash able to accept new members? An option to turn this off would be useful. Maybe. I'll consider that. I'm sorry. It would be useful for those clans who get lots of applications every day. I forgot what ellipsis actually mean. I'm too used to getting email from women.
Where the ellipsis just means either a period, a comma,
yeah,
an exclamation point.
Not that I would ever generalize something insulting about women. Right? far be it from me to actually. Sorry. Just particular ones. Let's see. Mandolin says, would you care to comment on the forum spam attacks as of late? My comment would be, fuck! Stop it!
Yeah, I think that's fairly similar to what I had to say on the subject.
Yes, I mean, I don't know why, you know. I mean, yeah. We've tightened down the security on the forums a little bit, so hopefully the worst of those will not happen.
We should say that
exactly the same way.
We should say all of the posts had links to a website in them, but that really doesn't indicate that they came from that website, because if you're going to piss a lot of people off, having a link to your website in the pissing people off thing is probably not a good idea. So it was probably someone out to smear the other website, as well as make a whole shitload of work for our moderators, who were awesome.
So they were. A huge shout-out to all the forum mods, new and old, because you guys have done a lot for us lately. And sorry this shit keeps happening. And, you know, please, no retaliations against anybody. Like, we don't need any eye for an eye. When they do the bad stuff like this, we try and get a hold of their ISP and, you know, try and at least put the fear of Al Gore into them. But, please don't launch any counterattacks in case any of you were considering it. JLE says, can you make a Make 10 and Make 100 link for meat stacks and dense meat stacks? Smiths will thank you forever. I guess. I was just kind of worried about it getting cluttery. But I suppose I could replace that with a drop-down that was, you know, just make, and then one meat stack, 10 meat stacks, 100 meat stacks, 1,000 meat stacks, one meat paste, 10 meat pastes, 100 meat pastes, 1,000 meat pastes.
Or, you know, a number box, and then a drop-down for what you're making.
Oh! Wow. That's not a bad idea at all, because that would be fairly easy to do.
That, folks, was an entire year's worth of programming suggestions from me.
Yeah, kind of. Let's see. Lusty Pirate Vench says, are the amounts of stat points you get from the legend static or dynamic for your donations to them? I don't know why suddenly Lusty Pirate Vench was a German mad scientist, but she was. Well, they are... I think I did it so that it was equivalent to what you got from stat boosters for the meat. So, you know what? Let me look. Would you like to answer a question while I look this up, Mr. Scullin?
Sure. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Amazing Oopa says, what about having a vacation mode where accounts would not be able to access the clan stash? I think this would be another safeguard against cracking of accounts. Okay, so you put your account on vacation mode, and then whoever was going to steal your password, log into your account, and loot your clan takes you off vacation mode and does it anyway. Or you put yourself on vacation mode for, say, 30 days, and then you decide you want to come back in 15, and then you can't. And I don't see a really good way that would work. Upa, what did you have in mind?
Yeah, please, anything like that that you'd like to flesh out the logistics on and suggest, then we'd certainly consider it. remember what I said I was going to do?
Yep.
Good, because I don't.
You were going to see...
I'm checking the... Yeah,
the
I know.
Legends. With the
All right, so it is... What it does, it takes the number of meat that you gave it, and it picks a random integer between the floor of that amount divided by 200 and the floor of that amount divided by 100, and then gives you the stat equal to that integer. All right. So basically for every, I don't know. Whatever. I just told you enough information to figure it out. Because I don't want to try and do math.
Math is hard.
Math is hard. I need to get one of those strings on my back that you can pull, and then I'll say things like, math is hard, and let's go shopping.
Yep. I wonder if anybody alive today remembers that.
I'm not even sure where that came from. It was some Barbie doll that feminists got really angry about.
Yeah.
Was that all? I mean, it didn't...
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not hard to piss off feminists, but in fact, saying
piss,
that is
not
going
hard
to piss
on
off.
Them either.
Oh, oh, that's that's guaranteed to get us some
yeah, mail. Yep, as I've just demonstrated, you were right. Let's see. Lusty Pirate Bench says also, anything to stop a reply from a PM from going to someone who is on your delete list that has PM'd you? That's just getting worse and worse. that happened to me twice last night. I hate when that happens. Yeah, the thing to do is to make it so the reply command doesn't exist anymore. That it misfires a lot. Yeah. But as far as the one from the delete list, I think the problem is somehow it's not showing you PMs that you get from somebody on your delete list, but it's still putting them in the PM history table, which shouldn't happen. Yeah. It's been reported before, and I really should take a look at it. Let's see. Agent Lex says...
You know, one strange thing about the private messages is sometimes if you get, you'll get private message, couple lines of normal chat, and another private message from a different player, and the reply will go to player A instead of player B.
Okay, right. That's probably because of the order in which the single query pulls out two different private messages. I don't know. Let's see. Agent Lex says, the other week I asked if you'd want to come over for a UK meet. Since then, I've been planning one for later this year. Are you still interested? It has a thread on the forums. Sure, I'll look at it.
Yeah, I've been looking at that thread while we were talking, and it doesn't seem like they have a date yet. But they're talking London, and I think Mijic and Jezzerfly will show up if we can get any kind of advance notice. Like, they're talking late November, early December. And
oh, yeah. I think that's probably probably something that we can pull off. As long as, you know, I can't imagine that buying tickets to London is really that different than buying tickets to fly somewhere domestically, which seems like a month is about what you need to get a good deal.
Yeah, there's a kind of a 21-day general.
Really 21? Ah, okay. Garland says, you should add a zone full of exploding frogs where the boss is an evil crow. Is that a reference to something that I don't understand?
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe there was some a little bit of being hopped up on goofballs in that request.
Could be. Let me see. Jumbo Brian says, can both of you comment on the recent posting of spoilers in the Desert Beach Zone? I personally don't care, and have posted in the forums to that effect.
You know, I commented in that thread, and my comments got very heftily misrepresented, as they often do. I don't mind if people type, like, some kind of spoiler and spoiler tags. No, that's fine. If you want to say, like, hey, I just found the blank, and it has this power. Sure, why not? But what happened in the Desert Beach Zone is the entire zone was transcribed word for word, every adventure, every monster fight, every item, every effect you got from using the items. All the text that I wrote for that adventure ended up in that thread. And that, I don't know, that to me that's lame.
Really? I mean, personally, I kind of don't care one way or another. I mean, because you don't have to read it. You know, I mean, when I saw it, I was like, okay, you know, if I had spent my day's worth of adventures and then I was wondering if I saw everything in there, then I would go to that thread and look at it and probably see something that... I mean, that tends to be the way that I approach spoilers in general, even when I'm playing games, is I will try my damnedest to, like, you know, see everything in a game, and then once I'm done with it and just it's either look at spoilers or don't see anything else at all, then I'll look at spoilers. And I mean... They were pretty good about keeping them in spoiler tags, so, you know, if you didn't want to see it all, you didn't have to. And I don't know. I mean, you know, yeah, I can see why that would be a little irritating, but at the same time, I mean, it's something that's totally voluntary, you know. So, I mean, anybody who's irritated by it doesn't have to look at it.
Yeah, there's just the ongoing argument, like, well, you know, we can't avoid looking at things that are in spoiler tags because human nature prevents us. And, oh, holy cow. So, we can fly to London, England, Heathrow Airport. Coach is $700 about. And first class is $15,000.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's... Seriously?
Yep.
30 times the cost.
$15,000, $33. A business class is $4,000.
I didn't think there was any difference between business class and first class.
Apparently there is. Because there are different options. And I don't know, you know, first class, what, do they just... no, even if they just gave you nonstop oral sex the entire flight, $15,033.
It's like a 12-hour flight, though. I mean,
9 hours and 50 minutes.
Really? Is that all from Phoenix?
Yep.
That can't be right. It takes like 5 hours to get to New York.
Yeah, and then there's the other 4 hours and then you're there.
Seriously? It only takes 4 hours to cross the Atlantic?
No shit, I don't know.
That can't be right.
But it takes 12 hours to get to Moscow, and Moscow I can see being a 3-hour flight from Britain.
Are you sure there's not a connecting flight to New York, and then there's a 9-hour flight from New York to Heathrow?
No, that was a nonstop flight, but I think we've forgotten that we're on the air again.
No, I know. Well, okay, but I mean, it's still interesting. Like, maybe we fly across Antarctica in some way that gets you there.
But,
you know, you get that old non-Euclidean geometry thing because we're traveling on the surface of a sphere. But, yeah, okay, that's cheap, though. I was really not expecting $700. Yeah. So, hey, we can probably make that by the end of the year.
Yep.
And Failerfish says, hello, Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I was wondering if one of you could make the Wang fix more word. I think there are a few more that could be fixed with the Wang. Thanks for your time. Did anybody ever make a forum thread where they were suggesting stuff that should be corrected by the Wang? Because somebody should.
There was, but it was a long time ago. And pretty much everything they suggested has been put in there.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should see if any of the new batch, you know, like the one that's made of electricity, have anything to suggest nowadays. Lusty Pirate Wench says, if I were to send you an IBM Edge server I acquired, can I don't tell my significant other, can I have my own personal server to play without lag? You know, one really good way of getting rid of all the lag completely would be to shard the game world off into individual servers. I don't want to do that because I don't want to fragment the community, but, like, you know, sure, if you had your own server, I mean, you could play Kingdom of Loathing on a 486-33, and if you were the only one who had access to it, if it was its own little version of Kingdom of Loathing, it would be blindingly fast for you. I've tossed around the idea of seeing if people wanted, I mean, people who weren't interested in the community at all, if they would want their own, like, you know, little isolated fast server. But, I mean, as much as I hate the idea of maintaining two separate versions of the world, and, you know, anytime I make changes to the database, having to roll those across and then make changes to the code and do all that stuff twice, I mean, it would, you know, that's what other games do to avoid lag, is they split into servers with, you know, maybe 1,000 people playing at a time on each of them, and I don't know, you know, works for them, but I feel like not doing that.
I concur.
Let's see. Landra says, I was on a cruise to Ensenada over the weekend, and I can say that city is exactly like your south of the border area. Yeah, we've spent a significant amount of time south of the border.
Yeah, people,
we know.
Yeah, people thought that was modeled on Tijuana primarily, but only the Donkey Show adventure, which I don't think actually got put in there.
No, it didn't, because I realized at the last minute that I forgot to draw a picture.
Yeah.
And also,
you can't draw a picture of a juggling donkey?
Well, I don't know. I guess I could just draw a picture of three balls in the air. Hmm. Yeah, there were a few things that didn't end up in the final reckoning for South of the Border. So,
but for the most part, it was based on our trips to Rocky Point, Puerto Peñasco.
And I mean, most of the gum stuff. I've never actually had anybody try to sell me Chiclets in Rocky Point. That was always in Nogales.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me is a lot more of a border town. I mean, I guess Rocky Point is kind of like a border town because it's close and there's so much American touristry, but, like, you know, it's not really on the border. You know, I guess it's on the border of where the land meets the sea.
Yeah.
Let's see. Glub says, Glub recently asked about rituals for shrunken heads, but Glub must know, will Jake make a pike for Glub to put heads of shrunken people on? Or nice voodoo necklaces. Is a shrunken head the head of a shrunken person? Or is it the severed head of a person that was shrunk after severance? And can you say severance like that?
I think so.
Huh.
I mean, you could also be talking about a shrunken person who was fired from their job and then decapitated.
And then paid retroactively. Let's see. Pono says, Scully, can you play Trunk Full of Amps when you end the show? Please. Let's see. Red Knight says, Dear Jick, I think Scully should make a recording, and every time somebody asks about the Pickle Factory so he doesn't have to repeat it all the time. Yeah.
I think we're kind of over that by now.
Yeah,
it's like funny, 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 and then kind of obnoxious.
JLE says, The Locked Orcish Meat Locker and the Rusty and Crusty L Shape should be one-time drops. This is true. I'll put that on my last list. Adam Antoine says, We are less than 5,000 people away from having 500,000 players. We don't really have 500,000 players because of all the ones that have rotated in. We have a very high churn rate here at the Kingdom, but everybody comes back. Wow. At half a million accounts created.
And back in the day, we were thinking, this would be amazing if like 500 people would actually see this.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Sunrise, sunset.
Moth says, make it not rain. I'm tired of floodwater of ass. I guess Moth lives in a basement, and Moth's basement is flooded.
I think
sorry, Moth.
Imodium will cure floodwater of ass, though.
That's pretty funny. Floodwater of ass does sound like the way Batchy would describe diarrhea, though. C. Morigu says, was anything decided about tweaking the MP restorers and rollover MP amounts? Were we gonna decide something about that?
Way back when the MP restorers got nerfed, there was a kind of a thinking about that that went on.
But they did get significantly. I mean, there was no rollover MP when that happened. Then I made it so there was. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable with the way that it is now, and the hardcore testing indicates that it's pretty good, that it's pretty well balanced. Let's see. Spoony Bard asks the same question I already answered, actually. Single Serving says, approximately how much new meat enters the economy per day and approximately how much is sunk? Really, it's difficult to tell now because the amount of total liquid meat in the kingdom has remained almost completely stable since Hot Stuff and Boozer Bear started testing Ascension instead of doing what they were doing before, which was just actively sinking about a billion a day. Between them, there's been a few things that we've done, but in general, I feel like things have pretty much stabilized. There are about the same number of billionaires as there were a month and a half ago, which is weird, but they might be different billionaires because the stats I have don't actually wouldn't let me know that. a lot of meat will effectively leave circulation once people start sending because it'll be unavailable for long enough periods of time that it's effectively unavailable, because it's like if it's not your billion that's gone, it's somebody else's billion who's in Ronin or in Hardcore. Yeah. Let's see. SpoonyBard121 says, one of the top advertised stores says never-ending meat sale, which I take as a ploy to bring people in to see his eBay link about KOL items. I think he's bad. To stay on top of the advertised stores list, you have to be sinking quite a bit of meat, not as much as you used to, certainly, but quite a bit still. So, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Is he not actually selling anything? Yeah, I did see, thanks to Bashy, I don't know if I told you about this, Mr. Skull, there was this fucktard selling shirts on eBay that said, An Adventurer is Me, Kingdom of Loathing, and had the Sword and Martini guy on them.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, he immediately took him down after I sent him a message, which was like, what the fuck? But, yeah, we have bootlegs.
Wow, that's a little over the top.
He was also selling a bunch of Star Wars Episode 3 shirts and stuff. Like, it just seemed to be like, hi, I'm Joe the Intellectual Property Thief.
I'm pretty sure that the eBay policies would be come down pretty hard on that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually... I mean, I told him if he didn't take him down that I would report him to eBay and my lawyers. Little did he know I don't actually have lawyers yet.
But at the drop of a hat, we could have some lawyers.
That's probably true, if the hat was full of money and we dropped it into the coffers of a law office.
Or if the hat was full of lawyers.
Or if the brim was full of Asher.
Oh, boy. Or if the rails were completely off.
Okay. Silverlock says, how long have accordion thieves been able to blah, 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 and was this change enacted to make up for blah, 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 blah? Some people might still not know that, so I'm not going to read it out loud. I forget. It was sometime last week that we put that in. A little over a week, I guess, is how long they've been able to do it. Vodcadian says, Jick, are you a Mexican or a Mexicant? I am a Mexidon't.
Hmm.
Which is different than either of those things.
Personally, I'm a Mexa, probably shouldn't.
Graldur says, hey, Jick/Scully. Did you have a good haiku day? Anyway, since we got the sombrero for Cinco de Mayo, can we expect the maple leaf for July 1st, Canada Day? July 1st is Canada Day?
Huh. I haven't heard of that. I'm surprised that Molson isn't advertising in the U.S. like, hey, everybody drink Molson on whatever the hell day that was.
July 1st.
Right.
I drank plenty of Corona on Cinco de Mayo.
Now Jeff and I stayed home and made fun of people who were going to drink at Cinco de Mayo that weren't Mexican.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Mexicans care way less about it than we do.
That's true.
I mean, I went to the Gar and Grill, so it wasn't like one of the big Cinco de Mayo. I'm not going anywhere. You got to wait in line to drink. That's pretty much a rule of mine that I will never violate. Yeah, it was fun. They had a piñata that we broke with pool cues.
Hmm.
And it had drink coupons inside it.
That's, wow.
I won a free T-shirt. It also had a bunch of candy.
Oh,
but,
well.
You know. Yeah,
oh, so I'm checking the forum thread, which this time is called Mondays with Jick and Mr. Skullhead 5-9. Kind of a boring title this week, guys. But
not like, maybe it's a Tuesdays with Maury reference.
Oh, okay. Sure. But Hello just said, do I have really good hearing, or did someone else hear that train in the background? And yes, there were train whistles in the background, and I've since closed the door to the patio, so there won't be more.
Oh, I didn't hear that. No. let's see. Ponkos says, can you guys make a /message DJ to send a blue message to the current DJ? I think it could clear up some of the clutter with the radio contest and other radio problems. That is a pretty good idea. I bet it would require some integration with Chatbot, I think, or else some code sharing from Chatbot, which either of those things I think Fnord would probably be down with. GusterLover6 says, I noticed since the new gums were implemented, the drop-down menu that lets you choose items to put in the closet is too big to fit on the same line as the number input box. Can you fix this, please? Huh. We must have a new longest item name.
Square of lime and jalapeno flavored gum or something?
Well, it's lime and chili flavored chewing gum, I think. There's no square up. And we could get rid of chewing. But I mean, really, what we ought to do is fix that so that stuff can be that long.
Right.
Nathan186 says, I was just wondering why there is a shout filter and how the filter decides what is shouting and what is not. Well, the filter looks at what percentage of the characters are capital letters and determines in a way that's apparently fairly easy to break. I've seen a lot of people with macros that are just designed to avoid the shout filter, which that's pretty clever, you dick. And, because we didn't want people talking in all caps all the time. Not that that's really that big of a problem, but...
It used to be, but I think people have chilled out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. We could try a day without the shout filter. Hope that it would not be like a day without sunshine.
Hmm.
Or a day without sunny delight. Which, actually, most of my days are days without sunny delight. Pokey says... Hola, I was bored, so I pondered. I think we should have to hands a shirt and a cork shooting shot. All right, I give up.
Yeah.
Halo says, how do you spell ascension, or is it ass tension? Like I've heard it rumored to be.
For some of us, it definitely is ass tension.
Yeah, for me, it's ass tension. And so my official statement this week about ascension is I'm sorry. Again, I know this is very aggravating, and I'm glad I didn't know ahead of time how much stuff this was going to involve because I never would have even gotten started on it. But, I'm no longer comfortable giving a date. I'm just going to say when it's done and please, please, soon, please. I want to stop. Yeah, it's getting close. The last stretch to-do list is now about a third the size that it was when it was first created. And, yeah. Just need some more work. Okay.
You see, kids, he's breaking down.
Xenophobe says you changed the font in the forum. Any particular reason why? I didn't mean to change the font in the forum. Did I change the font in the forum?
I haven't noticed a change in the font in the forum.
I don't see a change in the font in the forum.
Shield would like it very much if you changed the font in chat.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of don't want to, though, because I like that font.
Well, yeah, but the whole I versus L thing would be kind of handy.
Yeah, I mean, it'd also be kind of handy if people read the player IDs. Of course, if you fell for that. It's really unfair for me to expect, you know, the teeming masses to not do so. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have brought that up. Plelf says, 3, change the image for the barnacle. It looks like a hermit crab, not a barnacle.
Doesn't?
I don't know what a barnacle looks like.
Maybe that which is called a hermit crab in the real world is that which is called a barnacle in the Kingdom of Loathing world.
Could be. That could be. I'm looking at pictures of barnacles, and they all look like... Oh, right. They look like those things in Half-Life that drape tentacles down and then suck you up into them. And I don't... It's a crab. Shut up, jerk.
Actually, we should point out, though, that Plelf also made a model of a Kingdom of Loathing car in the new Forza game, and he has provided a link that I put into Radio, and I suggest that you have a look at, Jake, because it's pretty cool.
I'm taking a... Ooh. What is that? Is that, like, something you play online, or I don't even know what the Forza game is?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Wow, that is pretty sweet, though.
That's, yes, excellent work.
Except the guy's backwards. He's got the sword in the wrong hand. But that's okay. It can be ambidextrous. Ow! These headphones are really hurting my ears today. Let's see. Number 8 says, are you ever going to make a Smith in a box? Yes. Someday. Something. Mr. Bojangle says, so now there's a south of the border. Is there going to be a north of the border? I just consider everything else in the game to be north of the border.
Yeah, it's like when you ask your parents on Mother's Day, when's Children's Day?
I never asked them that.
Oh, you don't? You never did?
No, I was thankful for all the, you know, support and care and stuff that my parents gave me. And I never really was a smartass.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to believe that I was never a smartass, huh?
Yeah.
Zelly14 says, what's going on with the radio? Well, what's going on with it right now is that we're totally talking on it. DeHampire73 says, dear Chicken Scully, would it be possible for blue messages to have a timestamp? I sometimes get them when I'm offline, and I'm never sure when they arrived. It might be worth it if I could write something that figured out when which of your chat update requests was the first one in a given session and put timestamps on those. I don't think people want timestamps on all of them because... You know, the chat is already defaulted to fairly narrow, and anything that would cause less information in less, I mean, more information in less space. I forget exactly what I meant to do with that sentence, but I don't think people in general want timestamps on all the PMs, because most of the timestamps are just going to be right now.
Right.
But, yeah.
Maybe if you're logged, just if you're not in the chat, is what you're thinking?
If you log the first time you log into the chat, because I always get a big dump of blue messages when I do that. So if I could, I'm pretty sure the chat knows when it's your first time, and so it's very gentle with you.
Right.
And so I could have it do that only in that case. I'll look into that. Honey Duck says, what do I need to get for the Fat Friars in order to get into the gate? Well, you need one item from each of the body parts of the woods. Talk to them, they'll tell you. They'll tell you what you need. They'll tell you where to go for it. Ashelon says, love the new area. Will there be a post warning us when it's time to ascend? Runs in terror screaming, ascension is nigh. Yeah, there will be at least a day or two notice. So you're not going to... I will make sure that enough notice is given that you don't have to save up turns without knowing that you should be saving up turns if you're wanting... I mean, you shouldn't save up turns for ascension anyway. Yeah.
But believe me, at this point, when ascension is ready to go live, there will be fucking helium balloons.
Yeah.
Balloon animals and animal crackers.
Madame Defarge says, thank you for South of the Border. Great stuff. My favorite being the names of the two roosters. Very, very creative. That was a collaborative effort.
Yeah, good work on the names of the roosters.
Did I do both of those? I thought... I named one and I named one.
Mine were English, mangled English translations of, like, kind of a Babel Fish approach, and you change them to Spanish. Owner of the Club of Doom brings up something that I've gotten angry personal messages about. I spent like $800K on a triple minty gum, and it was replaced with something worth pretty much nothing. I'm sure other people feel cheated, too. Is there any way we can be reimbursed? My take on this, I feel that if you're trading in rares, you should take it upon yourself to be informed as to what are rare drops and what are hacked drops or hacked items, because there's only five or six of them, and KOL.coldfront.net has a ton of pages that have resources about rares. And I don't know, if you're going to trade in rares, caveat emptor, you've got to be on top of the nature of the items, so no, you're not going to be reimbursed.
Yeah, I feel precisely the same way. You know, it's like was so well put by somebody who I forgot, you know, live by the tiny plastic sword, die by the tiny plastic sword. You know, those items and a lot of the other items, a lot of the other rares, I'm telling you, there are no guarantees that they're safe. I'm not making any more Mafia items, you know, I'm not making any more, you know, what are some of the other legitimate rares?
The four ultra rares.
Well, those drop, right, albeit just very, very slowly. But the pale, that's not safe. I'm not guaranteeing that the stuff that, you know, either used to drop and didn't anymore and became rare by virtue of that, like, you know, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I could make more Mafia items. I'm just saying I'm not going to. I don't plan on doing it. But, I mean, the other stuff, the stuff that's out there that's only existed because of arbitrary item creation bugs, like, don't get too attached to it and don't spend too much money on it.
And know your stuff. If you're going to be a rare trader, be an informed rare trader. And if you're going to be me, go get a drink, because you sound like Robert Loggia.
Who's that?
The gravelly-voiced guy in every movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, that one guy.
Okay. C. Morigu asks, Jick, what do you use for source code control? You keep talking about pushing code to the live server, so I was curious. I use some janky crap I wrote myself in Perl. And then I use... here's the deal. It used to be that, like, I had scripts, and then I had include files full of functions, and I would include all the include files that I needed in the scripts, but... Then it turned out that disk access is just this giant clusterfucky bottleneck for PHP. And so it used to be that all the lag was caused on the web server side rather than on the database server side. So basically, I learned that I had to get rid of the include files. So what I did was, I still use the include files, but I've got a Perl script that basically I write a script in a working directory on the dev server, and what it has is a bunch of directives that I decided the format of, where I load individual functions or sets of functions that commonly go together, that kind of thing. And then I've got a Perl script that builds that script by replacing the function load directives with the actual functions and dumping that code into what we actually play on the dev server. And then, once it's there and tested, I've got another Perl script that just sort of FTPs it out to the live servers. So basically, when I fix a bug, I fix the bug in the script, build it to the live directory on the dev server. Then we test it, then I push it to the live directories on the other web servers. So that's how it works. It's all homemade. I know there's probably some product that does that with PHP, But I just haven't wanted to mess with it. I mean, it was quicker to write my own than it was to find that product, so that's what I did. Let's see. Sticky Nuts says, is there any way to put a use soft green echo eyedrop option somewhere in the effects portion of the character pane?
You know, kids, at some point, you just gotta have that extra click.
Yeah, I don't think enough people would want that cluttering up the screen to make it. I'm almost sure that there is a scriptlet that'll do that. So find one, and you know it'll.
And
probably not a big
for
deal.
For people who are just hitting that zone, we don't want to spoil what the soft green echo eyedrop antidote does.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, so we didn't. Please let people know, says Thrarin, about Jinya's new wiki, kol.thrarin.org/wiki. They can register and add or correct information to help make her site a complete reference. I'm all about the idea of a KOL wiki, so I am going to post this as a system message while you answer a question, and then I'm going to go get a beer.
All right. That means I should quit doing private clan stuff and actually pay attention to what's going on. The Muffin King says you should change the sail away button at the shore to come sail away to reference Styx. Huh, there is some Joe Cocker song that is just sail away, because it was used in some beer commercial at some point. And welcome to 120 minutes of unnecessary vagueness with Chick and Skullhead. But yeah, I'm about referencing the Styx. Maybe come sail away, you guys. I don't know. Well, we'll look into that. Thank you for suggesting that. Hoi. Now, I'm looking for something that I can actually answer. Ponjos asks the same question about being able to adventure north of Border Town. And, oh, that was Zach taking his mic off. Okay, I thought I had a cat playing with my cords. Sorry about that. And a silver spoon. Ponjos or Ponjos, will you please, in your next question, tell us how to pronounce your name? Because you're a loyal listener, and we have no idea. So, do let us know. Let's see. The Ronald Dude says, can I exchange my Canon Museum collection? For what? I don't understand what you're trying to ask us. Yeah. Are you back on the line there, Zach? Jake? Fred? No? Hmm. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, hello. Hey, I Jake forgot to turn my mic off, I think. Sorry, could you hear me masturbating?
No.
Good. Because I wasn't.
Talk hard.
I'd hate
hard.
To think you were hearing things.
Talk hard.
We haven't done enough pump up the volume homage.
Because really,
yeah.
That's a great fucking movie.
That really is. Like, yeah.
It makes you want to go out and get a pirate radio station, but...
And then you realize, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay, so I answered a few minor questions. We're in kind of a spot on the questions page where a lot of it's technical.
Oh, really? Okay. So, what specifically?
Sizzler's question about, is there a limit on the number of messages one can keep in their player outbox?
No, there is not, Sizzler, and that is actually becoming a problem. The inbox, yeah, it trims, but the outbox doesn't. And, you can save messages from the outbox, can't you?
I believe you can.
Huh. Maybe I should start making outbox messages expire, because people are just clicking that box and leaving them in there forever, and there are millions and millions of messages in there now. And yeah, it's going to become a problem. It's fine now because it's on the secondary database server, but yeah.
So what's your take on somebody's question, the Muffin King's, about changing the sail away button to come sail away?
I don't know. I was thinking more Enya than Styx.
Hmm. I don't know which of those makes you gayer, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean, luckily neither of them needs to do very much work.
Yep.
So, let me see. What else are we... Stagadar says, sorry if you answered this already. Could you add a link to view your display case in the manager display case screen? That'd be great. That is something that... yes, that's something I am... is on one of the to-do lists that's up in the place where I keep my to-do lists. Should we move down to some of the more recent... Or this is about the time I always decide to do that, and then we end up running out of questions and having to come back up to the middle.
Let's just keep going down the list.
Right.
We're moving along pretty flippingly.
Right. Let's see.
Flippingly.
Invader Doom, who sent me the best piece of mail ever today.
What was that?
He sent a donation by mail, and the letter was a hand drawn replica of the K-mail screen.
Wow.
With the message in the box. I'll show it to you when you're down here. It was pretty cool.
That's groovy.
And also, instead of a return address, he just had a picture of his avatar. So, mad props, Invader Doom. And thank you for your generosity. I think it'd be nice if you could see how many Yeti furs you had at the lead trap store and you had little quantity boxes at the mall and such. I think you can do this sometime. Yeah, that might be the thing to do. That's one of the things like the Bounty Hunter where I just sort of randomly made up the interface for it without paying much attention. So it might be worth another look. Arcone says, why do fools fall in love? Do you know, Mr. Scullin?
probably the same reason the birds sing so gay. And laughter is a way to say good day.
What?
That song, you know, why do birds sing so gay and laughter is a way to say good day? Why do they fall in love?
Oh. I thought you were making fun of the birds, like the band.
No. It's why are the birds singing happily?
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know who sang that song.
Crazy. But that's how it goes.
Sticky Nuts says, have you ever thought about giving out at kingdomofloathing.com email addresses, maybe as a Mr. Store item? It would be awesome to have a real email account we could use in-game. I don't want to do that. I don't want the liability of people sending email out. I don't want the technical responsibility of managing an email. And selling it as a Mr. Store thing, like, I already feel kind of guilty about basically selling people nothing. And that's even less of something, I think. I don't know. Yeah, this has come up a lot in the past, although nobody's mentioned it for like a year and a half, which is suddenly surprising now that I think about it. But yeah, I really don't want to do that. Because that just gives people more opportunities to be like, hi, I'm an official Kingdom of Loathing representative, and I'd like you to give me your password. And then somebody's like, okay, here you go. Oh no, I got Hacksword. That's what our players sound like, by the way.
All of the
scammers all sound like
Mr.
this,
Bill.
And the people who get scammed, oh, they all sound like this.
What about just having it bounce to an email address of their choosing that they have the email address, but you don't do any of the storage or anything. It just refers to whatever email address they pick.
Yeah, and maybe they couldn't send anything out from it, or they could use it as a reply to or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it would help if I didn't have to run an SMTP server or like webmail or something, which I guess, you know, now that I think about it. I don't know. Maybe I'll...
I mean, it would be a total vanity thing, but it's...
Yeah, but I mean, so are custom avatars, and so many more people... got those than I ever imagined would. That it's, yeah, something. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to look at it in more detail. I've had so much trouble with the email system in general, and I have so little opportunity to get any help with it that it's just something that I've sort of decided. You know what? I don't even have an email address at kingdomofloathing.com.
I still don't have one at asymmetric.net.
Well, you do. I mean, it would just get to me instead. But, yeah. Comrade Jesus says, I know this has been asked at least half a dozen times, at least, but I have yet to hear it explained. Could you possibly make putting items into the clan stash similar to that of the closet so we could put more than one item in at a time? Yes. It's just a matter of coding it, and I haven't done it yet. Plus, I think Boozer is actually in the middle of rewriting that code. For the ancestral mini storage, where your post ascension items or your ascensions will be post ascension when you're in Ronin. Yeah.
That's gotten a lot more user-friendly, by the way.
Oh, has it? I haven't actually looked at the new one.
That's a pretty similar... I mean, nothing, no major changes, but just some tweaking.
Okay. Well, I mean, so what probably will need to happen, though, is, like, the closet will also get redone using this new code. And then it would be, you know... I mean, it would only be a couple hours' work, but when I feel like coding for a couple hours, I feel like I should be working on something other than, you know, slight interface enhancements to the clan stash right now.
Yeah.
Absurdia says, probably been asked before, but will wads of dough ever be changed to use multiple? Getting blisters making pizza. The reason that I haven't made wads of dough multi-usable is because I want to preserve the rolling pin and xenophobes unrolling pin joke. Get a rolling pin. Then all of your wads of dough will become flat dough. And also, there will be a place post-ascension that you can buy flat dough. Just if you, once you've already encountered that joke. Let's see. Stagadar says, suggestion, mention on a player's accomplishments on their viewable profile. It's a relatively good indicator of something, whatever. You mean, like, mention, like, showing their accomplishment list on the profile, or... I think there was a misplaced preposition in the sentence that's making me kind of not understand it. It's like, basically you're asking for if somebody has, if you look at their profile, you can tell where they are in the quests and stuff. Right now, that would be more hitting the database for not a particularly interesting reason, but I might be able to figure out something.
Spoilerish, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Let's see. Stagadar says, are we allowed to use multis purely for making meat to give away, not getting meat from the game, but getting items for others to buy, then selling them to give away the meat? I mean, you're allowed to make multis if you're not using them to benefit your main. So, if I'm reading this correctly, then yes. Yes, sir. Jabba Joe says, dear Jick, I've noticed that though the Pagoda now gives 3 adventures per rollover, the Pagoda description doesn't reflect this as it does the MP and HP increase. Ah, that's a good point. Yeah, good point. Reverend Noodleason says, why don't springs drop from box monsters in the funhouse? Probably because I forgot to make them drop from monsters in the funhouse. Or maybe I figured it's impossible to kill an X in the box without destroying the spring.
You know, you were talking about why springs don't drop from box monsters.
Uh-huh.
It's because in the heat of the battle, the spring gets destroyed.
Were you paying even a little bit of attention to what I just said?
Nope.
Yeah, because you pretty much repeated it, almost verbatim.
Well, you know, sometimes you go for the clever, the saying something cool, and sometimes you just say, shut up. And so.
Right. And sometimes you listen while we're doing the show, and sometimes you don't.
Well, I was reviewing, as I often do when you're talking for a long time, the forum thread.
Oh, I see.
To see how we're doing. Now, okay. The poll tonight is, how is Ascension spelled? And the correct spelling is losing to Ascension by a couple of votes right now.
I like Ascension. I mean, I don't like Ascension, but I like... Invader Doom says, you should let people combine radio gear with bugbear gear to make radio bugbear gear. Well, I can think of one person that I should let do that, and that person is me, because I am sort of radio bugbear. Actually, it's technically hot stuff now. But I don't think he wants that responsibility. Armax says, dear science majors, how is it possible that there is a forest inside the woods? Isn't that like a turnpike inside a freeway? Listen, you're missing the forest for the woods, Armax.
Hmm.
That was all I had.
Yeah, I really can't.
You got anything else? Anywhere else to go with it? yeah, you know, that does bother me also, but not enough to change it. Because, I mean, the spooky forest existed before the main map existed. So, you know, there used to be just this sort of limbo. I wish I had screenshots. I bet somebody does of the early days of Kingdom of Loathing where it was like, one of the links at the top was just adventure. No, you know, there weren't even links at the top. There was just a main page that was like, the market, the flea market, Cobb's Knob, the forest. And they were all just sort of in a row. And then I decided that I would divide it up into areas on a map. Actually give the kingdom some geography. And I did. Let's see. Yab says, are you thinking of coming to the Toronto meet in June? Probably not.
Yeah, summer's a little booked.
Yeah. I have at least one or two things going on in every month of the summer. June is San Diego, right?
No, San Diego's July.
Oh. June. August, we have PAX and my cousin's wedding. You're not going to my cousin's wedding, though.
No.
Jerk. Let me see. Amazing Upa says, is the Spooky Forest going to stay in its new location permanently? Yes. Matrix Michael says, is there any way to view clans without seeing someone's profile when one is already in a clan? I think you can. I think if you search for clans at the clan recruiter, you can click on that and go to the clan profile. Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, is the Hovering Sombrero supposed to give more stats than the BFV? Under certain circumstances, yes. And under other circumstances, it's supposed to give less. Let's see. Chase says, I demand more metafictional and pataphysical jokes in the kingdom. Signed, Che. What does pataphysical mean?
I think she made it up.
Oh, yeah?
But in my role as researcher for the Jick and Skullhead show...
The first Google result is Godtown sucks dick.
Pataphysics, an absurdist concept coined by the French writer Alfred Jarry, is a philosophy or science dedicated to studying what lies beyond the realm of metaphysics. It is a parody of the theory and methods of modern science.
Hmm. Okay. Then I'll work on that.
Yeah, we're right on
let's
that.
See. Adept Hart, who did an awesome interview with Bashy that I saw today. Any word on adding a link to the profiles of those who contributed or appear on the Player Made Music site hosted by YQM? Yes, eventually. It's just not a priority right now. Let's see. JT Rip says, is a multi-abusive the only contact between two characters is cooked for each other? What if one character pays the other for the cooking? That's sketchy. That's getting into abuse territory, honestly, the way that I envision it.
In a post-ascension world, that's also not a big issue.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that, guys.
Right. Matrix Michael says, has there ever been a lightning bolt, blank white card? All your multis are belong to us. There has to have been a lightning bolt, blank white card.
Every game that I've played, which is one, there was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that the one we played here?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was pretty sure there was a lightning bolt card. But,
Oh, wow, YQM is now hosting a player-made blank white card site, too.
YQM just wants to donate a whole lot of bandwidth to us, to our community, which is really cool of them.
That is really cool. And seriously, I will hook you up with that interface to put people on the music thing. It's just probably not going to happen before Ascension rolls out, because like I said, I don't really feel right about working on stuff that's not at least kind of getting that closer. Invader Doom says, Muncher Bob wants to be able to organize the stores on his favorite list. Well, he can if he deletes them and re-bookmarks them, I think. that sucks ass. JLE says, pretty flowers have to be zero karma so they can be discarded. You know what? That's, yeah, exactly. I forgot. If somebody wants a cheap one, they can PvP for it. Okay. I think we're finally getting into the questions that came in after we started the show, which, wow, given that we only have like 43 minutes left in the show, that's pretty hip. Clubbers Leet says, howdy, long-time listener, first-time Blue Messenger. Question, will there be any more familiars introduced before Ascension? No. I suppose there might be a non-zero chance of the next familiar of the month, but I hope not. So, yeah, no. Not like the sombrero. That was the last one. Clover shouldn't be zero auto sell, says JLE, unless there's huge duped stashes of the things which should be nuked. There are huge stashes of the things that may not be nuked or not.
It's hard to tell with clovers whether they're duped or not, because you can get a metric fuck ton of them with certain strategies for hermit stroking. So So,
let's see. Looking. Thrarin says, how could one decide what was or wasn't multi-abuse in a household on an IP with at least two known individuals? Well, it gets tricky there. And we're not telling you our methods, yo.
Yep.
That would be telling you our methods, yo. Bashy think game sadly lacking Care Bear reference. Bashy love Care Bears. They not have fetus or pubic hair. Sincerely, Bashy. You know, Care Bears really creep me out.
Do they?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. I never really was exposed to the Care Bears at all when I was a kid. And I got, my freshman year of college, I got mono, and I got it really, really bad. And I was basically sort of, just bedridden with, creepy, evil fever dreams for 2 or 3 days. And the girl I was dating at the time thought it would be cute. I mean, she was great. She really, took care of me and went to the store for me and stuff. But she thought it would be cute to hang this giant Care Bear balloon at the foot of my bed.
Wow.
And so that just became the subject of a lot of pretty awful nightmares and hallucinations. And I just, every time I see the Care Bears, it just freaks me out a little bit now. So this is the portion of the show where I just tell, I reveal personal secrets and anecdotes from my history.
Thanks.
Anyway, I don't think any Care Bears are going to make it in there. Same thing, there will never be a reference to the creepy shower corpse lady in The Shining. Minute says, did you get a chance to make the Tam work with the sombrero? And a hat wearing a hat is a good thing. The Tam does work with the sombrero. It might just not have a message. pardon me. I should turn off the mic when I do that, huh?
No, I never do.
I'm mostly not sick anymore, but I do, it seems like everybody ended up with this sort of persistent cough.
I think it's because the entire state of Arizona is covered in a 6-inch layer of pollen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It is really, I drove down to see my mom, I drove through a lot of the desert, and the rain we got earlier in the season really just has continued to make this entire sort of biosphere a lot more planty than it usually is. Let's see. Stinkoman340 says, the chat macro documentation still says you can only have 9 macros, even though you made it so you can have 20 macros. Yeah, I know. I need to change that. Actually, what I need to do is I need to write Mr. Skullhead an interface to edit the documentation, because that's something he's been pestering me to let him do for a while, because it should be better and funny.
And a little more comprehensive.
And, one thing you do is you make things better and funny and more comprehensive.
Sometimes I make them incomprehensible, but...
Stimmer says, I don't think that 10-leaf clovers shouldn't be 0 autocell. Won't you please not fail to don't change this?
Are you not entertained?
Or will you? I'm assuming you're saying that they shouldn't be 0 autocell and that I should change this. And maybe I will. I think I did actually get rid of their autocell value because of the giant dupe stacks of them. But I don't know. Maybe I should nuke duped ones. Little deuce coop ones. Recently, says Stinkoman340, Kellogg's has come out with chocolate Lucky Charms. Any thought on creating KOL chocolate Lucky Charms, maybe with chocolate milk or cocoa eggs? Probably not. O'Seldon also suggests making the handsomeness potion use multiple. That already should have been. Zoich says, last week I got an iPod, and I figured I'd let you know there's a whole section dedicated to the X-Minute show and the Shorebots / Skullhead songs. Awesome.
Thanks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm on somebody's iPod.
Do people listen to these shows more than once? Wow.
I listen to them sometimes and go through and actually do all the stuff I claimed I was going to do, but I haven't done that in a while.
I just downloaded the R2 solo shows, so I'll have to check those out.
Oh, yeah. I should listen to yours again, because I was sort of vaguely paying attention, but not entirely. Let's see. Richten says, will beats serve a purpose after Ascension, or will they still just be there to be rares? Be there to be rare? Is that anything like being there or being square? I haven't really decided what the purpose of those is going to be. I only got as far as actually creating them as a rare, so we'll see. let's Let's see. Man of Moo says, will we ever see an icon in your character sheet that says where you are in chat? This would make it easier to find people that you need to talk to.
At some point, kids, you just gotta do /whois.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if people just don't... Like, that is a command that I use many, many, many times a day. And I wonder if some people just don't understand that it's there. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, do a whois. It shows you what channel they're in. Or if they're not in the chat. Because, I mean, that's when I want to look at somebody's profile, that's what I do anyway.
Yeah.
So by the time I'm at the point where I'm looking at their profile, I already know. Sephiroth is asking about the Canadian Mr. A. which, I don't know. I mean, I suppose... You know, it would be kind of funny if I did put in an item that I only gave to people who actually physically sent me Canadian currency in the mail. Like, I mean, that sounds like the kind of thing I would do. So, I mean, I don't know. I'll consider it. But no, you're missing the point, Sephiroth. You're saying I would actually send you $20 Canadian via mail for one. You'd get two for $20 Canadian because they would be... They would give you a plus, like X over 15, where X was the current exchange rate of Canadian dollars to American
awesome.
Dollars, and I would actually update it, because that would be pretty funny. Okay.
Yeah, but it would have to be that you received the donation by mail in Canadian currency and with a Canadian postmark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. It would only work by mail. Like, I don't want people sending $10 Canadian through PayPal. I don't want to have to calculate for that.
Well, I also mean sending $10 Canadian by me going to my bank and sending it to you from Flagstaff.
I don't know. I would almost give it to people for the trouble of that. I mean...
Oh yeah. My God!
I don't know what I'm gonna do with a bunch of Canadian currency. I guess I could take it to the bank. Right now I've just kept all of the foreign currency that I've gotten because it's cool. But I already have Canadian currency. I also have this cool. I forget who it was that sent this to me, but I have this cool $10 bill where somebody had cut out of construction paper a hat and a mustache and a little goatee for. Alexander Hamilton, and also crossed out the H-A, so he's apparently just some mustachio gentleman named Milton on the $10 bill. If that was you, thank you, because I forget who actually sent it. High on Bread says, why is it taking so long for me to receive my Mr. A? Well, what you need to do, if you donate and don't get it, then you should K-mail me, and we can get the details of the transaction and figure out what went wrong. I think some people maybe don't figure that out. Because we can take care of it almost immediately. You should get it automatically. If you don't get it as soon as the transaction... Pardon me. If you don't get it as soon as the transaction goes through, and your transaction was not an e-check, which, because of some jackass that stole hundreds of Mr. Accessories and tried to defraud us out of thousands of dollars... with a little e-check scam, we now don't process automatically anymore. K-mail me, and that's one of the main reasons that we got Sly here, so that she can check those out and get them. It never takes more than a day, and well, more than a weekday, like a business day, for us to take care of if you can get the details of the transaction to us. So, yeah. If there was only a way for me to tell everyone who donates this, like putting it on the donation page, which I think I actually did. High on Bread asks, and how long is your penis, Jake? I only ever measured it with a protractor, so I don't know how long it is. I do know that it's about 14 degrees.
That's cold.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, thank God.
Bobby Dale 87 says, never go to McHell. I never eat there.
We ate there this morning because I wanted to finally go there when they're serving breakfast. And just to have... I didn't care what I got as long as I was up early enough and at McDonald's early enough to just order something. Because we went at something like 10:45 and the sign that had the breakfast menu was out and lit up. And we said, are you serving breakfast? And they said, no, you silly bastard.
That was one of my favorite things about the Brunching Shuttlecock's ratings of Marvel villains, about how Bizarro is the opposite of everyone else, and as such, he can only order breakfast from McDonald's after 10:30.
Right.
But, yeah, and he also criticized the iMac for having too many floppy drives. So some people are reporting, or apparently reported many minutes ago, that the Turtle Tamer profile glitch is fixed and good. How about a bed, says Garland, from the Castle in the Sky. When you sleep on the handle, you get a tiny bit of health and a little bit of MP, but when you wake up, you get a really, really big piece of toast. That's kind of clever. I mean, we should do more with the giant cat. Like, there's a lot of opportunity for jokes up there. And now that that zone is a little more complicated, it can get more stuff fairly easily. I did make a change that I didn't announce, whereby the stat adventures that you get are now considerably more likely to come up, twice as much as they did before. That's still not a lot, but it's some. So, I mean, it basically sort of gives you, and this is another thing that I thought was really clever about what was arrived at the summit. And that whole quest, that was really just the biggest example of a collaborative effort between everyone who came out to visit. Xenophobe Riff and Hot Stuff, getting that put together. But it kind of allows you to tune the zone to a specific stat gain overall, which is cool. I like that idea. I like you there being things in zones that allow you to kind of change the state of things. That's just a neat mechanic that I ought to explore. I ought to think about in the future. Growldor says, will there be new outfits for those who have ascended? Yes, absolutely. There are two that are already completely coded. No, there are three. Yeah, there are three new outfits. There are a whole fuckload of new familiars that are already set up. Tons of new... man.
Food, drink, monsters.
Yeah, if you could only see the way we have piles of stuff waiting, then maybe you would understand.
So Brave117 says, Mariachi-related TMBG trivia. Were both of you aware that the Morse code in Pencil Rain spells I, can't I know yours?
I actually knew that, yeah.
It actually spells out sing and don't cry.
But wasn't that part of that song, though? I mean, that's a line in that song.
Yeah, can't I know yours means sing and don't cry.
Oh, you're saying it actually spells it out in English?
That's what I've been told, or actually what I read on TMBG.org.
Huh.
I don't know more.
I remember reading that on the like alt.music.tmbg FAQ in like 94 when I discovered Usenet, and I thought it was the Spanish version. But yeah, we kind of didn't know that. Yab says the mariachi outfit could randomly replace the letter N with an Enye. That's actually pretty subtle and pretty funny.
Man, that would drive people like me who hear Spanish pronunciations nuts.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
Like the Nyarpas, you know, or the Muffin King.
But I mean, that would be kind of funny, you know. Those are temporary. No. Maybe the name of the effect could be Mexicant. Trigger says, "Hey, Jack, do you think there will ever be marriages in the kingdom? Because you could have a marriage license quest and everything, and then you could propose to someone in the kingdom." I don't want to get involved in that kind of stuff.
Marry each other in the chat. We won't stop you.
And, you know, meet each other in real life and get married. People are doing that.
Yep.
What about what?
Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody is saying that the Turtle Tamer glitch is still happening. Ah. Well, damn it.
I saw in our chat channel that it's fixed when you're not on dev. So.
It's fixed when you're not on dev? YQM isn't on dev.
Right.
But Giggs also reported that it was still happening and he is on dev.
Huh.
No.
Why does that matter again?
Well,
that if you look at somebody else.
It's indicative that something is fucked up. I mean, so I would like for it to be working. I mean, what's happened is there are probably. Something got pushed and something else didn't, and so some scripts are using an old version of GetPlayer and some are using a new version, GetPlayer being the function that figures out all of your stats and familiar stuff. And that could be problematic if that happened, but it's probably not. The Muffin King says every other person playing the game were hobos. That's probably true. People say that newbie chat is fairly helpful. Aldous says, possible idea for next May's Familiar of the Month. Tiny wicker man with a miniature Edward Woodward to burn within it as its item.
That, have you seen that movie?
Right over my head. What movie?
The Wicker Man?
No.
It's kind of a cult classic horror movie, and I was told amazing things about it and watched it, and it was very peculiar.
Yeah.
And just not really that interesting, but strange.
Hmm.
Had a lot of boobs in it.
A lot of boobs?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good then. Private Donut says Sean Clannery. Goodbye, Zly. Everybody say goodnight to Zly.
Goodnight, Zly.
All right, that was everybody. Private Donut is a character from Red vs. Blue. Okay, right. I have seen some Red vs. Blue, but not all of it. Bashy hate fetus, fetus-related paraphernalia, and fetus sympathizer. Bashy hate all fetus dom. Is fetus dom like femdom?
I sincerely hope not.
Because yuck.
Now I have an image of a fetus with a whip.
Yeah. Let's see. Vodcadian says, when you drink a tequila with training wheels, shouldn't it say you lick from salt from your sweaty palms, tip the bottle, and bite the lime?
It absolutely should.
That's the licking some salt from your sweaty palms, though. That's not part of that lyric, is it?
That doesn't ring a bell. I forget that that's off of the one Refreshments album you actually listen to.
Well, because that's the one that's actually good. Before Roger Klein just went and decided, oh, look at me, I'm bigger than Jesus.
You just don't like things that people are fanatical about. Anything that somebody likes a little too much makes you uncomfortable, I think.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's my Rocky Horror Picture Show thing.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe you're right. But, I mean, people are fanatical about They Might Be Giants. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but they don't dress up as They Might Be Giants and go to shows.
We had that plan to dress up as They Might Be Giants and go to high school once.
Yeah.
I don't think we pulled it off.
There's no licking the sweat from your palms in Nada, which is the refreshment song that the guy is referencing.
Maybe talking about. Probably talking about.
Yeah. So, you should feel the dust coat your teeth and turn your sweat to mud. And
yeah. No, I do like that song a lot. Really, that entire album is great, and just everything out of them since then is just totally lackluster, except the covers. They choose very good songs to cover.
Man.
So, anyway. Let's see. Sparemeister says, how about letting us combine a mariachi G-string with the various nasty gums to create a chicle on a string that let you fish out different stuff from the sewer? That'd be tricky, but I don't know. Maybe. Froskyander says, hi there. Hi there, Froskyanders. Do you know how many people that have completed the haiku challenge? I don't know what the haiku challenge was. Oh, wait, you mean the in-game haiku challenge? I was thinking there was maybe some event yesterday, on the 7th.
Yeah.
On haiku day. I could find out. If you wanna answer a couple questions.
All right, Liberace, wow, Liberace Guevara, which is one of my new favorite names, says, do you have to donate cash for Mr. A's? Can you donate swag like booze? You are welcome to do so as long as you give us a heads up and say, like, can I trade this for Mr. A? And, you know, we're probably going to say yes, especially if it's booze. But, you know, we probably wouldn't trade a bottle of Boone's Farm for a Mr. Accessory, but, you know, I'm sure we can work something out, but we'll do that on a case-by-case basis.
And by case, you mean case of $50 bottle whiskey?
Yeah.
Worth one Mr. Accessory. 20, 24 times 50 equals 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
flag equals haiku, and value equals 5. For those of you looking for SQL injections, you now know some field names. Whoops, I should have done a count there instead of just a... Right, okay. What did I miss?
You missed nothing.
Okay, 24,820 people, Frost K. Anders. Gig suggests the last IP that logged into your account was da-da-da-da-da at login and on your account panel. For the most part, I don't think people care on login. Maybe on the account panel. I don't know. I definitely need to do something with login security because there are a ton of people with gay-tarded passwords, and there are a ton of people that are now deciding to just brute force tons of accounts. It's really getting out of hand. And we need to enforce... I mean, I am enforcing a little bit better password security now than we used to be, but there are still a lot of people with just super crappy passwords. And, I don't know, maybe time for another... Maybe time for another purge, where we actually force them to change their password before they can play anymore. Fusiliban is suggesting that I do it.
Do it.
Kinky Sexmay says, where did all the ring settings in the mall come from? I think they came from a bug Max Demian found where he was able to buy things from stores that didn't technically exist. And I think they got put out there just because they're so close to becoming just totally valueless because there'll be something that's available in an NPC store directly after Ascension. I don't know why they were suddenly flushed into the market like that, but they were.
I see. Amazing Oompa, before when he was talking about vacation mode, he meant for clans. So your clan leader, you tell your clan leader you're going on vacation for a month. Clan leader puts you on vacation mode. If somebody gets in your account, they can't take stuff out of the stash. And then you ask the clan leader to take you out of it.
Thrarin says, it was from The Simpsons. Lisa tried to develop a Lisa Lionheart doll to combat the crappy, superficial, talking Malibu Stacy. See, I think that episode of The Simpsons was a reference to the same real-life event as we were talking about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Because I do remember seeing it on the news when I was a... I remember seeing it on the news on my grandparents' TV that was one of those six-foot-wide TVs with the built-in speakers and the wood finish on the outside.
Yeah.
So that was a long time ago. But, yeah. Oer Glake says, did you know that today is Orgasm Day in Espertantina, Brazil? No, I did not.
I celebrated Orgasm Day by having two of them. And giving one away.
Thank you for that.
Would you like any more information, Zach?
No, Josh. Let's see.
I actually called you Zach earlier in the show.
Ah, damn it. I keep getting timed out because I don't do anything to actually refer it. We actually have to be logged in to the game to read these messages. And so when we time out from the game, we're no longer able to read the messages. And, No, I know. Fusiliban's making fun of me for not fixing it ahead of time. That's what Fusiliban has been doing since he gets here, is, like, making fun of me a lot.
Ratbot Killer asks that we pause at 7 so that people can have a pee break and drink break. So we got to that message at 7:42.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many messages. This is, like, we're actually not even going to get halfway through these.
Maybe I just refreshed.
Maybe a little bit more. We're right in the middle now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, indeed.
Nathan186 says... Shouldn't Ooh need a passport to get to the south of the border? Maybe adventures in the actual border that cause Ooh to get the passport. Nate, weighing yourself. You actually don't need a passport to get from the United States to Mexico. So, That was our model.
Wow, okay, I see. Somebody's just linked us to the ABC News Online story, Exploding Toads Baffle Experts.
Wow.
Nice. Let's see, Robo Van Hobotron. Oh, Robo Van Hobotron. I was thinking Robo Van, like a some sort of robotic child molester vehicle.
Right.
As opposed to Van, as in, like, Lucy Van Pelt from Peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Ravens eats the frog's liver, but the frog's lives till explodes in really life. Dude, Red Fox, you and English need to have a talk.
Yeah.
That wasn't even like the continuation of a sentence from earlier, which I thought might have made up for the structure to a certain extent. Oh, man.
Wow. Their entrails were propelled for up to a meter when they exploded.
Entrails?
Yes.
Okay, you are not allowed to pronounce that word, entrails.
What do you order at a restaurant for your main course?
Not entrails, to be sure.
An entree?
It's not... Okay, dude, there is no fucking way that is... There's no fucking way that's an acceptable pronunciation of that word. I don't know if you're going to...
You answer a question, and I'll do my job as the research... And odd word pronouncer.
Although it's apparently saying that you can pronounce it entrolls. Yeah, I don't know.
Entroll. That's how I'm going to pronounce it from now on. Entrolls.
It's entrails.
Entrails.
It's not entrails. What is wrong with you?
Why does that upset you so?
I don't. Because it upsets me when my friends that I think are right about things are so wrong. Let's see. Yogmate says, I would really appreciate a link that went to my profile, the one that other people see somewhere easily accessible. My favorite part of playing this game is looking at my public profile. That is something I really need to do somehow. The Chronomage says, hey guys, have you heard that Kingdom of Loathing Monopoly game online? Yes, the Rye. Did a very good job.
Did we ever give the Rye their prizes to distribute?
I don't think we did, if by we you mean me.
Yes.
No, I think I forgot about it before I left town.
Well, the Rye told the winners that they might be receiving something, so we can still do that.
Yeah. Max Dimian says, can you tell all the bashy third-person wannabes asking questions to go jump off a cliff?
Happily.
I think what you mean is Max Dimian wants you to tell all the bashy third-person wannabes asking questions to go jump off a cliff. Zoich says it was a 5.5-hour trip from North Carolina to London for me a few years back. I guess it's possible that it's only 9 hours from Phoenix to London.
That's the case.
I mean, wow. I mean,
war, man.
Wow. Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock, man? Amazing Oopa. Oh, no. You already read that? Let's see.
YQM says, Dick and Skullhead, you said you wanted to come down to Texas to fix the server, or visit the server. When you do this, will you plan an event while you are here? Us Texans need move, too. And then he clarifies move meaning love. I liked the sentence, us Texans need move, too. But, I think, for the most part, whenever we travel anywhere, we're going to give you guys a heads up to see if anybody wants to come drink with us. So, unless it's
for
a funeral or something, you know...
Right.
If we're traveling for pleasure and we will have time to hang out with you guys, we'd love to.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'd go to Austin again. Somebody plan an Austin gathering. Oh, no. Not in the summer, though.
Yeah.
I went to Austin last summer, and that was really hot crap-tastic. But at least I got to see the Pixies. That was pretty hot. H-A-W-T in that context. Red Knight says, Dear Jick, do you like Tic Tacs and what flavor? I like Tic Tacs. I like orange Tic Tacs. And which I think the peppermint ones that sort of taste like butter when you first put them in your mouth. And my favorite Tic Tac flavor, though, is assorted. but they don't make those anymore. And I'm really beginning to believe that I actually hallucinated them as a child. But I swear when I was a kid, there were assorted flavor Tic Tacs. They were like orange and grape and like strawberry or something. There were assorted fruit flavors.
My mom used to always buy us the little plastic flip-top boxes of the orange ones, and damn, if those weren't tasty.
They are tasty.
It's fairly useless for breath freshening purposes, but tasty.
Yeah. Madame Defarge says, there is a rumor that meat maids are going to break and or wear out after a few days. True? No. False? Yes.
Ta-da.
Secret Santa asks if I put cut peppers in my beer. No.
Didn't people do that?
I don't know.
Wow. People are weird.
JLE says, did you know you can sing the name of a flub-a-dub-dub to the tune of Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz? Like,
I wish I could remember how the Blue Danube Waltz goes.
I mean, that's the... I'm going to use this opportunity to show you this cool trick that I know how to do. All right. Yeah!
Was that you making, like... percussive farting noises with your hand while humming?
No, that was all my mouth.
Oh, you were beatboxing the Blue Danube Waltz. That's awesome.
Beatboxing and humming it at the same time through my nose.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. This hippie taught me how to do that a long time ago.
So I understand now.
It kind of falls apart at that point.
Yep.
So, did you know that you can sing the name of a flub-a-dub-dub to the tune of the first five syllables of the Blue Danube Waltz? Yes, which makes that identical to every other song of more than five syllables. Which, I think the only song that is actually less than five syllables is the wah-wah-wah-wah song.
Yep.
Which probably doesn't count as a song.
I was going to say shave and a haircut, but that's completely...
Yeah.
Wrong. Damn, Ed Ryder just wrote in to say that he only caught the last... hour or so of the show, but it is our best ever.
Really, our best show ever. Mm-hmm. I've been having a lot of fun, but that's probably after AdWriter said that. Zare says, why does Sugar Rush no longer give a stat boost? That should not have changed. If it did, something is wrong. Oh, a dead heart says, I've been asked to send you a link to my interview with Bashy, if you have time. I actually read this earlier today, because Bashy was talking to me about it. I'm going to...
Do you want me to drop that in a system message?
You drop it in the... You know where we should put these? Is we should drop them in the forum thread about the show. Because... Okay. And then we should just plug the forum thread about the show, which is where we're putting all these links that people send us. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea that I just had. So pardon me while I pat myself on the back. Mr. Bill says, there are lots of lawyers who play your game. I'm sure you could get some pro bono work out of them if you needed to sue someone. He said, bono.
Hey, Jake, I have to point out, when you look at your private messages, I had a macro misfire, so I'm not actually giving you lots of kisses, but I'm actually giving them to Jezzerfly, who's /2 and not /1.
Yeah. See, I mean... Every once in a while, I will accidentally send you something I meant to send to Boozer Bear, but, see, part of it is that I don't tend to give people a lot of kisses in the chat, so that never happens to me.
Well,
especially not Boozer Bear. All right. Let's see. Robo Van Hobotron says, Jake, you sort of have a voice distortion like a robot. Hopefully no one else is experiencing that.
I can't hear it over here.
Okay. Zach's Mind says, is there a reason why the Spooky Forest is still in the upper left-hand corner when it used to be in the center top? It's been that way since last Monday when you fixed something. Yes, there is a reason. In some of the post-ascension content requires two zones in the forest that appear right next to one another, and there was no spot in the forest that I could do that, so I moved the forest over. Yeah. Armac re-asks his question about the forest in the woods.
Stan Hubrio asks, why aren't there more wombats in Kingdom of Loathing? Can you put more or some in? There are certain words that are just kind of established comedy words, and we've been trying to stay away from them. Like, you won't see any kumquats in the game anywhere.
Yeah, what does he suggest? A wombat?
Wombats. Well, because wombat's a really funny word, but it's also kind of a go-to word when you're looking for a funny word.
But it also is in the post-ascension stuff, so I wish you hadn't said that, because now I feel like a jackass.
Well, no, there aren't any actual wombats. There's just a...
No, okay, you're right.
I think we're good with what I just said.
Okay. So RPG Crazy asks... I'm not a long question across four of these messages, but it's a good question. I'm not so sure about the whole concept of multi-abuse. I mean, a multi is just an extension of one person. If you earn something with a main, it's your thing. If you earn something with the multi, it's still your thing. Everyone should be entitled to whatever they earn, no matter who they happen to be at the time. But at the same time, it wouldn't seem fair to a player who doesn't have a multi, because he or she or it, I have nothing against hermaphrodites, wouldn't have that advantage. But wouldn't a Mr. Accessory also be such an unfair advantage? What I'm asking is, should it be all right to have an unfair advantage, or should all players have the same advantages? The problem is that if you're running two characters with the purpose of advancing one of the characters faster than you would otherwise be able to, that is abuse. You're not playing the game, you're cheating at the game. Because we tell you don't do that, and then if you do, you're doing stuff we don't tell you to do. Right?
And I mean, people who donate have a slight unfair advantage, and they should.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's okay, because you can also get that advantage by shrewdly playing the market for not very long and earning what it costs to buy a Mr. Accessory in the normal game trade. So, I mean, it's no, multi-abuse is not okay. You know, yeah, if you get something with a multi, it's still you doing it, but it's you doing it with twice as many turns as you would normally have, if nothing else. And, you know, advantages from having characters in multiple classes and just, you know, don't do it. I didn't want this to be a game that you could succeed or excel, but not succel or exceed, mostly because succel is not a word, by playing a lot. I mean, the whole point of limiting the number of turns was to make this something that was not like EverQuest, where the longer you played, the better you were, but make it something where, you know, conceivably the smarter you played, the better you were. And, yeah. San says, is there any possibility of bags of goodies ever serving some other purpose besides the whole, ooh, look at me, I have 8,399 bags of goodies thing? Eventually, it won't be anything outside of clan warfare, but one of the definite things on the long-term projects list is a significant and cool revamp of clan warfare that'll actually kind of get the players involved and some stuff. Java Joe says, Mr. Skullhead, can you change the current track so that it says 10 dozen minutes with Jake and Mr. Skullhead instead of They Might Be Giants, Narrow Your Eyes? There was a problem with that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there?
Yeah, just another case of the thing I hate most about computers, which is something works fine for, a year and then stops working. So, for some reason, our little title tag didn't work.
The Chrono Mage says, hey guys, do anyone in your family play Kingdom of Loathing, like Jick's mom and Scully's mom? My mom doesn't play video games.
My dad's mom actually logged on and checked it out for a while.
Really?
And got confused, but she was like, there certainly are a lot of words and pictures. She was impressed.
I think some of my cousins play.
Also, my big sister and her husband both created accounts, and I think they've both since gone inactive. They both played for about a day.
Lusty Pirate Wench says, can you give us the short list of hacked items? No, but Max Demian can. He has the site that is a list of all the rares and where they came from. And it's accurate. We're probably close to done, huh, Mr. Skullhead?
Yep, we're getting right down there.
Wow, damn. I feel like I should save some of these messages. I feel like I should go through and strip out the messages that are definitely worth answering next week. But at the same time, that's just going to put us even further behind next week. Good job coming up with the questions, kids. This was the show didn't really have any lulls that I was aware of.
Yeah, I was impressed with the quality of the questions, too. I mean, people seem to be getting less about just posting random stuff. And, you know, I didn't see any, like, hey, could you promote my store, or could you say this guy is real cool, or so, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome batch of questions tonight.
All right, kids. Let's shoot for the same or better quality next week, which is when we will see y'all.
All right. Good night, everybody.